Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, what happened to the mute?
Maybe it went off. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Brother Maria Radio Show. That was a short song, man. Darn.
Yeah, something.
Did we talk
something
long,
there.
Man? We talked. Huh?
We didn't talk 2 minutes. Do we talk 2.5 minutes? No, we didn't. Something must have gone. It must have gone off, really. Yeah, we would have been on air.
I know. I wonder if anybody can hear us out there. Hey, Robert. I wonder if anybody can hear us out there.
You know,
okay, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. You're talking to Robert Leon. We need you to call in and talk to us tonight, if you will. We want to talk about you guys out there that's kind of confused on whether to vote or not. Whether you have an option to vote or not, can you barter with anybody at this point? I'm confused. I need help, Robert. I need help. The number to call in is 215-383-3872. What did you say, Robert?
Yeah, I can understand the confusion. It can be confusing. I think the intent sometimes can be honorable, but the effect the outcome can be disastrous. There are some things, what do you say, you can't get something about good intention ain't worth a damn, something about that. There's an old saying out there. It's right. What the net effect of your actions can be good, can be honorable, can be benign, can be inspirational, whatever. But you have to look at the net effect. If the net effect is going to return Donald Trump to the White House, then your intention ain't worth a damn. That's the bottom line.
All right, bro. Why don't you tell us how you really feel today, Brother Gabe Wood, Brother Robert?
I'm just going to say it, that we had a crossroads. We had a crossroads. I'm really disappointed at these people that really support this man. This is a bad man. He's bad.
This is a terrible man.
He's a bad.
And you know what, Robert?
He's a bad man, huh?
Here's what eats me up worse than anything else. These pseudo patriots are these people who have all these years convinced or tried to convince us that they were doing things because they're patriots, because of their patriotism to the country. All these years they've had us convinced they voted for this guy because he was a patriot, because he believed in America. And Donald Trump is dismantling every piece of America that he can. He's dismantling the whole country. Now, when you start talking about dismantling the Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Service, how else are you going to get your mail? Where am I going to get my mail, man? Amazon?
Well, Leon, it's pretty clear to me.
I'm through. Look, the thing that Donald Trump has done for me, he has shown me the light. He has shown me that these people in this country, a lot of them, let me get this straight, a lot of these guys who've been walking around here talking about their patriots are not. They're full of junk.
They are patriots. Hey, Daniel, how you doing, brother?
What's up, Danny boy? How you doing, brother?
Hey, brothers, for real. Y'all sound good.
Thank you, man. Hey, how you? Not things that happen, all, man. We want to talk to you about being retired again, because every time I talk to a man that's retired, I want to see how it's going. I know it's going great for me.
Man,
I think last time I talked to y'all, I was really enjoying. I mean, I was over enjoying it. But I'm coming back around to doing some things that I need to do and want to do. So I'm enjoying it still.
I wasn't gonna say anything, Daniel, but I thought you were kind of over enjoying it myself. Daniel's taking it you're taking it for granted.
It's not. I knew I wasn't ready for the rocking chair yet, but you know, I was enjoying the time off. It's free my mind and my body. And then now I'm starting to get some creative ideas back in my head of things I can do with the rest of my life.
All right, man. Okay. Hey. That's enough for that, man. Robert, you want to say anything to him about that, man?
Well, you know, I was going to say, y'all the hardest working retired people ever. I mean, shoot, man, if you guys are retired, I might not ever retire if I'm going to work that hard. I'm better off working.
Hey, Rob.
Run up and down the road with a truck and taking kids here and there. I don't want retirement if it's going to be like that. No. You're always working too hard.
I was telling somebody the other day. Yeah. Retiring gave me time to work. It's giving me time to work.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, you could your home can get out of order working all the time. That's a fact.
That's true. Your home can get out of order, Robert. Can you attest to that? You got anything to say about that, Robert?
Well, that
Dane said working all the time. Your home can get out of order working all the time.
I don't have anything to add to that. That's pretty self-explanatory. You got that covered.
That's pretty much understood. Yeah, that's pretty much understood. But back to what we were saying, guys, I'm glad you came on the line, Daniel, because I'm sure you have an opinion as well. We have a problem. And the problem is we don't have a choice. We don't have the luxury of having a choice. It's either Biden and Kamala or the devil.
Yeah. I don't even need to watch the convention, to be honest. I mean, I might watch Obama tonight, but as far as trying to know who to vote for, that's not even an option, like you said.
Oh no. Yeah. People be saying, man, we need to know where they stand with us. We need to know. You don't have that choice. You don't have that option. You don't have that luxury.
We want to see what the black agenda is. We want to see, man.
You don't need, all that.
I get it.
You don't need it.
I get you. I do get you. Yes. We need a black agenda. We need to know what Biden and Kamala are going to do for us. But I guarantee you, if they don't do anything but go in there and sit on their ass for 4 years, that's better than what we're going to get. That's better than the alternative.
That is a big improvement.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, see, here's what I need you to understand. And here's what I have a problem. I have a hard time explaining to people. It's better to have somebody that's going to do nothing for you than somebody that's going to do a lot against you.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
And you have a guy that's not destroying the whole process, the whole world. And brothers and sisters, trust me, we need to get to the point where there are options. But we're not there today. We're not there. We just need to say, okay, we're gonna jump in and make sure we get Trump out. And the only way you can get Trump out is if you vote for somebody that's probably going to win or that has the possibility to win. Kanye West is not it. Kanye is not an option.
Kanye is not an option.
And everybody we talked to so far, they had a chance of running. They had a chance of supporting their candidate. And if their candidate had won, then we'd be supporting them. This is how this thing called democracy is supposed to work, whether you like it or not. Right now, we are down to two options. Your guy didn't win, whether it was Bernie or Warren or Corey or whomever, Yang, they didn't win. Now it's down to Trump and Biden. That's pretty straightforward, if you ask me. We can have that debate next time. Next time, your guy, you might work a little harder. I might even vote for your guy next time. But that's irrelevant right now. I'm sorry. We're beyond that at this point.
And actually, we are fortunate to have Biden because Donald Trump soaks up so much of the news media that somebody that's not well-known wouldn't even get a chance to make their case. Everybody knows Biden. And, you know, just go vote
for
him.
Dang, that is a great point.
And to all the good white folks out there, this ain't a race thing. Biden is just as white as they come. This is a right and wrong thing. This is a evil man versus a regular person thing. This is destroying the country or at least holding the country in the road. These are not hard decisions, ladies and gentlemen. If you hate other people so bad that you're willing to destroy the country in the process to vote for Donald Trump, Lord have mercy on your soul. There's something wrong with you.
There has never been a clear. There will never be, ladies and gentlemen, you will never have the opportunity to again to have such an easy decision to make. Trust me.
There's something wrong with these people, I'm telling you. There's something wrong with them.
Robert.
Yeah.
Robert.
I mean,
why you say
yeah.
something wrong with people, man?
There's something wrong with them. They can see. I mean, if Trump had done like one or two things, let's say if he did the Charlottesville thing, that was it. Or let's just say he meddled, he had the Russians helping him in the election, and that was it. Let's just say if he called a black woman a dog, and that was it. Let's just say if he criticized a person who had disabilities, and that was it. Let's say he didn't tamper with, he's not trying to dampen with the election, and that was it. Let's just say that he didn't call everybody, somebody, some name or the other, and that was it. Let's just say he was only setting this bad example for our children, and that was it. If we're just one of those things, then we might have a decision to make. But the list, I'm just scratching the surface. Some things, even if you make the stock market go up to a million tomorrow, even if you give everybody in the country $1 million individually, it's not worth selling your soul and the soul of the country. It's not worth it. It's not worth turning black against white. It's not worth turning white against Hispanic. It's not worth it. Money is not everything, ladies and gentlemen. There are more important things to life. At least, if it's not important, there are important things collectively. Things like having a atmosphere where you're not looking at your fellow man, where you're not driving people off the road calling them names, where you're not out in Charlottesville walking around with ticket torches talking about Jews will not replace us and shouting Nazi slogans and salutes. This is what our country has evolved to. We have sunk to this dark, deep, ugly place. And it's nobody's fault but the guy in the White House. And some people are thinking about putting him in there again. There's something wrong with you. You have to go look in the mirror. You need to lay on somebody's couch. You have a problem.
Wow. Robert, I agree.
Yes,
I agree with you.
I agree. No, it's really starting to piss me off. Sorry. We know what Trump is. That's no question about that. He is an evil man. But what about these people that call themselves decent?
What about these folks that call themselves decent people?
They call themselves decent human beings.
I know.
Donald Trump is trying to get Leon, Daniel, Robert, and all of our families killed by starting some type of race war. Even if that's not his intention, that's going to be the net result of his actions. What I tell you about earlier, your intention ain't worth a damn. It's the net result. That guy trying to get you and me killed.
Robert, but here's the catch, though. It's intentional for him. He'll do anything to save his own hide. And Donald Trump knows he deserves to be locked up. And he knows he may get what he deserves if he doesn't become president of the United States. And unfortunately, which is just as disgusting as anything else we're talking about so far, that's the only thing keeping him out of jail.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Well, what people are not willing to accept is Donald Trump is a genius. Donald Trump and genius doesn't go together too good, but he has a genius. Everybody got a genius in some kind of way. He's a genius at dividing people, creating chaos, and destroying and getting his way. That's what he's a genius at.
Daniel, you know what we call that? We call that a con artist. People have been conned. They've been kind. Now you can forgive somebody if somebody sells you a TV. They tell you, look, I'm going to sell you this TV, and then you get home and you open up the box, it was empty or it had a brick in it, and you say, oh man, that joker got me. But then you go back again, and he sells you another empty box, and you go back again. Something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. You got to be. You are. There's something wrong with you. I'm serious. You are. That's. You need to get some help. We've
hey,
seen
Rob.
It time and time again.
Rob.
Yeah.
Rob. Here's a trip part.
Yes, sir.
Another trip part. This guy, and you know, and it would be different if he wasn't being called out on it. People say, "Well, we didn't know he was lying all day long about everything." He'll sit here and lie about this. And just in your face lies. So why would somebody, anyone in their right mind or in their right moral sense, want somebody to stand in front of them and lies all day? That's confusing to me.
Because many of them are racist. And they would do whatever it takes. They will support the devil if he will further their agenda. And I'm not saying everybody is a racist. There's some just been conned, and others, I don't know what their problem is. They may like the stock market. Or, I mean, there's a group of people that with different agendas and different needs that he's satisfying. But far too many of them are just stone racist. And somebody said, look, I don't know if Donald Trump thinks he's a racist, but the racists think he's a racist. And that's why they support
right.
him.
Right.
So I'm not, like you say, I'm not into name calling and say everybody who votes for Donald Trump is a racist. I don't know what's in their heart. All I know is what's in their actions. And his actions fall right. You go down in the checkbox of what constitutes racism and a racist, then he checks all the boxes, or at least most of them. And then the people who are supporting him, the reason they buy his lies is not because they believe him. They use that for cover. Oh, well, he said he didn't do it because he's racist. He didn't do it because he was trying to get black folks killed, or he was trying to because he was. No, he's told us. We believe him. You heard that lady at the convention last night. Her dad died of COVID because she said the only pre-existing condition her dad has was believing in Donald Trump. And now he's dead. And too many other people. They're going to be telling this story in one way or the other, either through some type of riots or race wars or disease or starving to death, going on the street, who knows what else. Too many people are going to die at the hands of Donald Trump, and they're going to find somebody else to blame it on. And that's all his believers, that's all his followers need to hear. Oh, but he said it was the Mexicans. He said it was the black folks. He said it was Black Lives Matter. He said it was women. He said it was the gays.
He said
he's
it was the media.
Find everybody up and say what?
He said it was the media.
It was the media. It was the
everything
media.
For Donald Trump.
Everything. And when you find out, that's what I ask the people. I mean, that's the last thing, Leon, before I get off my pool.
No, man. Keep talking. I'm enjoying you.
Nobody is perfect. If you look in the mirror and you say that you've never been wrong, or the person you're supporting has never been wrong, you have a serious, serious problem. You need some help. If you believe that you have never been wrong, or if you believe that the person you're supporting has never been wrong, you have a problem beyond measure. You need to go lock yourself up before you hurt somebody or hurt yourself, and probably yourself.
Be quarantined. Yeah. Well,
quarantine yourself.
Yeah. Do you know about the bipartisan Senate committee? They finally starting to come out. I guess if you guys scared they're gonna get Trump in the elections. They starting to come out really saying, well, yeah, Trump looked like Trump colluded with Russia. Trump sent letters to, been sending letters to Russia over the past few years, sweet talking Putin, which we already knew. We already knew all this stuff. There's nothing new here. There's nothing new that's going to come out on Donald Trump that has not already been discussed. So people that are sitting around waiting on something to come out, I don't know what they're waiting on anyway. I don't know how he knew when he said during his campaign for president that he could stand on some avenue and shoot somebody and not lose any votes. How did he know that? How did he know he
Leon, he didn't know that. What he did know, that he was a con artist. And he knows how many people he's conned in the past, and he knows he can con them again. He said, if I've conned corporations, I've conned contractors, I've conned lenders, I've conned some of the smartest folks in the world. So he knew that the American population was going to – hey, he knew the American population was going to be a piece of cake. And he pointed his gun, his con gun, at the folks who were the least educated. And he knew darn well they would be no match for him. That's why he made that statement.
He pointed at the least educated and the rich, who he knew he could control with them, with that, with avarice, the love of money.
Oh yeah, because he's gonna give them tax breaks. Hey, look, whether you're a racist or ignorant or not, I'm gonna win you over with tax breaks. I'm gonna give you the biggest tax break you ever got in your life. Hey, well, hell, that's enough for me. I don't care what else this guy does. He's my friend.
Right. All right.
And then you got the other folks down there who are saying, wait a minute, there. So the ones out there who don't have any money, wait a minute, now that didn't help us. Wait a minute. It's because of those Mexicans. That's why you're not getting your money. And they believe it. They suck it up, boy. They ate it all up. Them Mexicans.
They're ready to kill every one of them.
They're
ready to run them all out the country.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trump knows what he's doing. He's not a genius. He's a con artist.
Well, Daniel, how you doing over there, man?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, man. We're just...
What concerns me too is how he has even controlled the conservative Christian community. And he tell them, throw a little buzzword to them. He got them. No abortion. And he got them. That's all he got to say.
Well, Daniel, this is an unfortunate reality, is that the white evangelicals or the church has been complicit and just about everything bad about this country when it comes to black folks, including slavery, including Jim Crow, including voter suppression. They actually did a poll recently and found out that white evangelicals were more bought into racial ideology or racist thought more so than non-Christian and evangelicals.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because they've been indoctrinated in whoever they believe in. These guys, like I say, Donald Trump has done the world a big favor to an extent. And that has let us know you cannot trust people. There's so many people out here wearing fake masks. You cannot trust people.
The Christians,
these people have
and
evil
the
in their hearts.
The Christians and the Patriots, people that we thought were supposed to be the standard bearers of what's right and decent about this country, have been exposed. Patriots and Christians, those are the folks we're supposed to stand up, put our hands over our hearts, salute the flag, close our eyes and pray. These folks have dark hearts. They have evil in their hearts. And they've been using patriotism and religion as a cover. And they've been exposed because now their hypocrisy has been exposed.
Yeah.
They're hypocrites. When did all of a sudden the Republican Party become friends of Russia? They're hypocrites. When did the church support a demon like Donald Trump? They're hypocrites. They've been exposed. The black light has been shown on them.
Man was ready. man was ready to impeach Obama one time for wearing a brown suit. That's all he could find wrong with him.
Grabbing women by the pussies and on. If that doesn't make you turn, if that right there is all, they should just run that on a loop from now until November. The president of the United States talking about grabbing, assaulting women, and I get away with it. They let me do it because I'm famous. That right there is a disqualifier for anybody, for any public office, period. Period.
That is sexual harassment, and he admitted that he does that. And yet and still, evangelicals. But here's what I say again. We all saying that. If that was something you wouldn't do, you would not accept this man.
Nope.
You would not accept who does that. I know people gonna say, well, nobody's perfect. But not many people are the pure devil.
They should empty the jails and empty hell if Donald Trump is allowed in heaven or back in the office.
Wow.
Hell should be empty.
Tell us how you
There's not going to be anybody who sinned more. Jail should be empty.
Tell us
if
how
this
you
guy's allowed to walk free. There should be no other people in hell or jail if Donald Trump is allowed to get away with what he's getting away with.
And here's the catch, folks. I hope people that are listening understand how sincere we are about this and that we think you should really pay attention to what's around you because when you have people accepting things like this, like Robert said, something wrong, something very wrong.
Leon,
we know you're not brainwashed.
To all you black men out here, Donald Trump called Omarosa, a black woman who worked for him for many years. Before that, she was pretty much a liberal, regular black lady. He called her a dog. He said, that dog. This is a black woman, somebody who looks like your sister, your brother, I mean your mother, your aunt, your cousin. Donald Trump called a black woman a dog, D-O-G. That should disqualify him for any office, and particularly any black vote. What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you people?
Here's the next thing, Robert. He did. When he was referring to the NFL players as sons of bitches. Now, I know people say that a lot. But literally, that's enough to really despise the guy. That's enough to really despise the guy.
So to all you folks out there who are saying I might not vote or I need to extract some more favors or some more demands from Kamala and Biden. Okay, yeah, look, let's go ahead and say, okay, let's get all the demands we can. Anything we can is going to help further our community, make our lives better, that's constructive, as that furthers and advances justice. I say let's get all we can. We got now to November to talk about it. We can do that behind closed doors. We don't have to do that in the media. We don't have to be saying that on a platform that's going to discourage anybody. If your objective is to get your demands, that's not something you have to do on Twitter and Facebook or Instagram or your rap or your latest rap song. You need to call your representative, or if you big enough name, you could probably call Kamala and Joe individually. So let's talk about this. But this whole, I'm going to hold votes hostage and got these young folks who already having a tough time dealing with COVID and this social injustice and George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. They got enough to worry about without you further confusing them, making them wonder if they have a future at all. and now going to make have them wonder whether or not they should vote or if they should vote for Donald Trump? What's wrong with you people? What is wrong with you?
Man, it's a tough time out here, guys, ladies and gentlemen. But we really need to slow down. Really, here's how you have to think about that. Like you said earlier, Rob. I said, what are my options? I mean, what can I really demand at this point? What can I really go to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or anybody else for that matter at this point and say? That's the stuff you need to start doing 4 years ago, or longer than that, actually. I'm just saying, if we were going to do that, we should have done that many, many years ago.
We are 75
right
days.
Now, you don't have an option. In my opinion, you don't have an option. The only thing you have to do is make sure you do everything you can to get Donald Trump out of office. And that's going to require you voting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's all. That's the only option you have.
I tell you what, Leon, let's make it easy for
him. Kanye West is not an option.
Leon, let's make it easy for him, okay?
Okay, help me out.
Let's say you have a problem with voting for Joe Biden because of maybe his stance on busing or 1994 crime bill. Maybe you have a problem with Kamala because they say she locked up black men in California. Let's say you got a problem with that. Let me just make it easy for you. You only got two folks on the ballot to vote for. Vote for the one that's not Trump. How about that? Let me just simplify this for you. Vote for the one that's not Trump.
That's a good one, man. I like
that. You sleep. If that'll help you sleep at night.
That's going to help me.
Close your eyes and put your hand over Trump. And whichever one is left, vote for that one. How about that?
I like that, man. I like that. Let's talk about something.
Make it easy for you.
Hey, Rob. Let's talk about something.
Leon.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on, bro?
Let's talk about school. You know what? It's a sticky, sticky situation going on with schools right now. People are trying to, you know, a lot of school systems and churches. Here, let me throw churches in here too. I read a piece today about how pastors are contemplating suicide and all this through because of COVID. You know, the churches have been separated, you know, and everything's so political now. So you got one side of your church saying, let's get back to church. We don't worry your faith. And the other side saying, we're not coming back to church because we're scared of COVID. And, you know, imagine a pastor having to deal with that. Let me not call it foolishness, but that situation. Imagine pastors having to deal with that. Then all the other things they have going on in their lives. You know, money is not coming into the church like it was. Some people aren't paying their tithes and I don't blame them. I ain't going to say that. I'm not blaming them. Listen to me when I say I don't blame them. I mean, I understand because you're not there anymore. One thing is where you ought to pay your tithes to keep up the church. That's where the church closed. You know, that's where a lot of people look at it. The church closed. So why we got to pay tithes now? Ain't no light bill, no water bill. Right?
Well, Leon. You know what? We build a house of cards with most of our institutions.
Uh-huh.
We have a top heavy system. Whether we're talking about corporate America, whether we're talking about government, whether we're talking about the church, we build a house of cards with a very shaky foundation. And when that foundation can no longer uphold it, it collapses. And that's what has happened. The people who are upholding these foundations, or these institutions, the parishioners, the employees, the vendors, the consumers, the voters, they're finding that the top was too heavy to support what was underneath because the underneath was not on solid ground. And now that these fractures have been maximized and exposed, the top is crumbling down. We've seen it with corporate America. Well, unfortunately, corporate America, they built so much. They moved so much money to the top that the darn top could almost survive without the bottom. So what they're doing now, they're restructuring now. They got rid of the middle, and now they pushed all the people down to the bottom. The middle is gone. And so what's happening, Leon, we're seeing a restructuring of these institutions. They won't look the same when this is over. Education, government, retail, none of them are going to be the same when we come out of this. Leon, we're in the midst of a Democratic National Convention that used to employ hotels, event planners, strategists. They spent more money and time on that than they spent on the actual convention itself. That's gone. And guess what? It's not coming back. So these churches better get ready for a new reality. They're not going to be able to support these big buildings they're in because people aren't coming back. They're not going to come back paying. If they were paying $100 a month in tithes, if they come back, they got used to that $15 when they were sitting at home.
Let's talk today about that.
Churches don't have to go.
He's a deacon of the church. Dang, how are your church doing, man?
Well, fortunately, New Hope was in pretty good financial shape. Reverend Gatewood left them in a pretty good position financially. They don't have a mortgage, and, you know, they're really paying the light bill and the pastor. And people are still paying tithes, not as good as they were. Mm-hmm. Like Robert said, people that had that money, they're going to find something to do with that money they haven't been paying. It's going to be curious to see how it shapes up when it's all over. And nobody knows how long it's going to be going on.
Daniel, when people mm-hmm. form new habits,
that's right. That's
it's
right.
It's hard to come back to the old way.
Somebody going to buy a car or something they got to use that money to pay for.
Hold on, guys. I'll be back.
Yeah, man. That's cool.
But a lot of churches not gonna recover if this thing goes on till next year sometime. I don't think a lot of churches gonna recover. It's gonna be a survival of the fittest the way it looks.
Yeah, and you know that's gotta be hard on a pastor, man. I do have compassion for pastors. I've been in those, churches, and they wake up every Sunday morning, you know, get ready to go to church, or planning their sermons on Saturday night or Saturdays or Fridays or whenever they planned them. And they used to be in that spotlight, so to speak, I call it spotlight, so to speak, you know, because that's what it actually is. Sometimes when you just snatch that out from somebody, all of a sudden, you know, some people, depending on that spotlight more than others, you know, that spotlight, when I say spotlight, you know what I mean, meant more to some people than others. So those that it really meant something to, that's got to be a hard day, man. And those are the guys that are slipping back in church. The police coming in back and then shutting them back down and stuff.
Pastor's big business.
Yeah.
You know, just to be able to say you're a pastor. I don't know how well some churches are doing with the Facebook services. A lot of people seem to have adapted that way. Some, you know, seem to be faltering trying to do that, and some have an outside service. And I don't know how that's going. We're not having outside services, and unfortunately, you have to pray for our pastor. He had a stroke about a month ago, and he's been, you know, out of the loop altogether. You know, so we pretty much, New Hope is pretty much shut down altogether right now.
Isn't that something, man? That's something to think about.
The structure
you know, like,
is still there, but yeah.
That sounded so sad when you said that. It's basically shut down. But I know what you're saying because it's nobody going now.
Right. They open up Sunday morning to collect tithes, and that's it.
Man, this thing is something, man. This pandemic. It's really wreaking havoc on the world, you know. And that's another Donald Trump issue. I hate to bring him back up, but he just didn't handle this right.
Right.
He ignored for a long period of time calling on a hoax and this foolish stuff.
Right. And even now.
Huh?
Yeah, even now he's not really taking it serious. He's trying to trying to make things look normal as possible till this election is over anyway.
And then these Republican governors, they got people dying all around them, or just dying all around them. And that's irresponsible. But back to your church a minute. Like for that article I read earlier today about how so many ministers are suffering and need counseling because of what the way this pandemic has affected them personally. And when I say personally, I mean like mentally, how they're having to mentally adjust to it. Not necessarily the finance part of it, it's the mental adjustment to not having those chores or those people around you and those duties that you had.
Yeah.
Like just shutting you down all of a sudden. Nobody needs you. Nobody's
right.
calling you.
Nobody wants to see you. They don't want you in their house. because you know, if you come, you better have a mask on and don't stay long.
Right.
I mean,
all right. We don't need prayer today. We'll do it over the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, don't come over here to eat like you used to.
Yeah.
We fine without you. It's tough. It's tough on those guys.
Yeah, it is. It's really tough situation, and you know, just have to believe it's gonna get better. But like you were saying, it's gonna be different, I believe, for a whole lot of people. Not sure what the Lord is trying to do in this season, but.
Like I was saying earlier, in Anson County schools anyway, I don't know what's going on. Well, I know over in Union County, they're trying to start getting kids to go into the school room, and that's not working out too well because teachers are protesting and all that kind of stuff. But over here in Anson County, the first 9 weeks of school will be virtual. And the catch with that is you have to have the internet to participate in class. And not only do you have to have the internet, you have to have somebody disciplined enough around the house to make sure the kids get on the internet and participate. So as you can imagine, if a child has been left behind, having to go to school and sit in class, it's going to really be an issue now. Unless, and I'm going to be a positive spin on it, unless kids really tap into it or get excited about it because it's online. You know, that could happen as well. But one of the things the Holler Center did, people asked, you know, we kind of like the church. We've been basically shut down from COVID because we can't have over 25 people in the building at once. You know, and that's just starting now, basically. So, any of the events we used to rent the building out for, they've been canceled all the way up until December. And but anyway, one of the things we did used to try to do after school, mentoring and tutoring and stuff like that, we're not doing that now. But one of the things we did write a proposal to the United Way presented some COVID-19 relief funds to Anson County, and we applied for some of those funds and got enough funds to buy 25 hotspots. And provide the service for those hotspots for people that may not have the internet service. But I understand the school system is also providing hotspots, and that's gonna be one of the major ways that kids get internet in their home, because a lot of people do not have the internet in their home. I would be one of them because I've been using hotspot all my life. I've never had direct internet in my house, and that's how. I guess the idea came to me, hey, the kids can get internet through hotspots. because
I was basically using hotspot.
Huh?
Yeah, I was basically using it till probably March of last year when school first shut down. Well, March of this year when school first shut down and kids had to go online.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I guess I need to go ahead and get internet. So that's basically when I picked it back up. But I don't. It's tough trying to keep kids interested in school when they're not at school.
Hey, what y'all talking about? Oh, I'm sorry, I had to jump off one second, guys. Sorry.
No problem, man. We're talking about the virtual
school
learning. Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something, guys. This is hard for these young people. I really feel sorry for them because going to school is more than just reading, writing, and arithmetic, really. It's when you acquire most of your socialization skills that really going to serve you throughout your life. And so for somebody who's in these formative years and you're sitting at home under mom and dad or can't go out, can't go play football, can't go to the mall, that's really going to have a lasting impact on these young people. And so I'm not somebody who's beating up on folks who's trying to get them back in school, but I do have a problem with folks who are kind of turning a blind eye to reality. If it happens in Alabama, it's going to happen in Maine. If it happens in Maine, it's going to happen in Arizona. Just know that. Your kids are not different. So just look at what's happening and try to think about what can you do differently. What can we – this is the hardest thing this country has ever faced. I'm telling you. I would hate to be an educator right now. I'd hate to be a legislator. These are some tough, tough decisions. I think people just need to get together and stop this fighting and figure this thing out. That's the problem right now. The pandemic is one thing, but these folks fighting each other instead of coming together with a solution. And that's, once again, that goes up to the top. Instead of calling Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black, white, together and say, let's figure this thing out. You got somebody saying, look, the folks in blue don't want to wear masks. The ones in red do want to wear masks. The Republicans want to do this. The Democrats want to do that. That is going to lead us to ruin. These problems are big, but they're not bigger than this country if we decide to work together. That's why we need a leader.
Who knows how to listen to experts in that area. Experts say y'all need to stay at home and wear a mask. Well, that's what we need to do. But the leader saying, no, we're going.
Even if not that, even if it's something different, the problem is we don't have somebody who's sitting down with the – you might put all these brains together, and they may come together with a different solution. But we can't get to that point. We can't get to that point where we have consensus or at least enough brains in the room to say, look, okay, yes, we need to wear a mask, but we got to get these young people back into school. What can we do? Let's look at all of the industries. Let's look at all – let's call up the brains. Let's call the Oprahs and the Gates and the Zuckerbergs and the Bezoses and the Congress people and the church people. Let's come together and say, what can we do unified, collectively? It might mean opening up the church to some schools because the schools aren't big enough. You might put half of them in the church and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? We have all these resources in this country that don't come together. They're not synergized because of partisanship, religious animosities, race. That is going to be that's going to what's going to destroy this country. I hate to say it.
Hey, Rob and Perry and Daniel, and that con artist leader on top. Con artist.
Yep.
We have the resources and the brain power to beat pandemic or anything. And in the past, we have done that because we had a leader. I was never a fan of Ronald Reagan. I thought he was wrong on South Africa and apartheid. I was no fan of George Bush. he was wrong on Iraq and so many other things, he and Cheney, but they still held the country together. They didn't pit neighbors against each other. They solved the bigger problems when it was time, when the situation called for a leader. Now we have the biggest problem we've ever had. This is the worst possible time not to have a leader. I didn't mean to jump back on that, but we are talking about this education thing, just one more leg of this stool. There's one more thing that we have to worry about, and that is a casualty of a lack of leadership. Yeah. People are dying. Children can't go to school. People can't go to work. 30 million people unemployed. 170,000 people dead. Over 5 million infected in the United States. We are the leader, not because we are different, not because our immune systems are weaker. It's because our leader is weaker.
Man, why don't you tell us how you really feel, Robert?
What's wrong with these people?
Next week, Robert, next week, I'm Robert, next week, I want you to just tell us how you really feel.
Okay. I bit my tongue today. I'm the quiet one. I usually keep myself pretty close to my chest.
I agree with you, man.
I've never seen in my life people ignore something that's so wrong. I'm not even saying that you need to change your vote, but you need to acknowledge that this is not right and this is not normal.
You need to stand up and say,
that's
look,
all I'm saying.
I know following this man is taking me to hell. I know it. They need to stand up and say it. I mean, just stand up. I know, but don't make them think you think this is right.
Lord, forgive me. They said, Lord, forgive me for voting for Trump. I know it's wrong.
Right. But normalizing it, that's the danger, guys. Normalizing it, that's what affects children and other people who don't have the same kind of smart that you might have. Senate, these senators really, they are committing what I call a crime, because they are normalizing Donald Trump. And when they normalize it, it gives license to these crazy people to go out here and shoot people, to run people off the road, call people names, call people because they're standing in their front yard, locking kids up on the sidewalk. That's what happens when you normalize somebody. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with these people? Something wrong with y'all. Something wrong with you.
Rob.
Yeah.
Don't tell them how you really feel.
What's wrong with these
tell
people?
Them how you really feel.
There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with these people. I'm telling you.
Dang, he hooping now, man. He hooping. You in prison.
You crank out the organ.
Wait a minute, man. Hey, let's talk about something, man.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Good,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I just want to ask you, what you going to talk about on your show Friday? What's on your show this Friday? Who you got, man? I really enjoyed your show this last Friday, man. Miss Kreisberg. That was an amazing, interview. That was amazing.
Yeah, Miss Cheyenne Webb Kreisberg. She was actually the subject of a movie, Lord Selma, a Disney movie.
Absolutely.
And she was at the, she marched next to John Lewis on the infamous Edmund Pettus Bridge. She was also a friend and follower of Dr. Martin Luther King. She was only 7 years old when she met him, and she was 9 years old, well, she was eight going on nine, when she was at the side of John Lewis during the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Now, she gave a harrowing story of what happened when the troopers turned loose, the dogs and the hoses and the horses, and she can still hit old horse suits, she said. She was traumatized. She was only 8 years old. And so she was my special guest this past Friday. The show is on marketingpulpit.com. You can see it. Go to the website. It's right there on the right side. and I was honored to have her as my guest. Now, this Friday, I'm still working on my show. I'm going to have my co-host, Wena Cullins. What I want to talk about, Leon, because it's so near and dear, particularly this time of year, is how are we going to deal with this this education system and people still being at home, students. Last time we talked about expanding the bubble, and I think we're going to have more and more discussion about that. And really, expanding the bubble simply means that as kids get more and more frustrated and disillusioned, parents got to be more creative in how they can let them interact on a more gradual basis with other kids. So you may have to make a pact with your neighbor. You may have to make a pact with a sorority sister or a church member and say, look, we are living a very sanitized life. How are you living? Can we put our kids together and let them play because we have similar lifestyles? I think we'll have to start doing more and more of that as we expand our bubble. The NFL and the NFL, NBA, are experimenting with this bubble concept by playing games, bringing all the players into one city, putting them in one hotel, giving all the waiters and wait staff tests, and making sure everybody in this bubble is COVID-free. And so I think if we start getting more creative and looking for ways to navigate this, since it will be here for a while, people are going to have to expand their bubble on their own terms rather than have the kids go out here cutting out behind their back, because they kids will be kids. I'm just going to tell you. These kids are going to find a way to start getting together. So parents got to take a more proactive role and trying to find a way to manage it before they take matters in their own hands. Anyway, that's one of the things we want to talk about this coming week on the show.
Perfect, man. I got a guest for you. I'll talk to you.
Who you got?
I'll hang up. Mr. Eric Cork.
Okay.
He's ready for you. Remember Eric Cork?
Is he ready?
He's on our show here. Huh?
Is he ready this week? You think he'd be ready
this
week?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Don't call him yet. Let me. I'm gonna reach out to Wena to make sure. Oh, sometimes her schedule won't allow her. I haven't spoken to her yet. But we may have an open this week. Matter of fact, I could probably do her and Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get Eric on the show, man.
Cork's a good guy. I'll reach out to him. He reached out to me this week. You know, this was his, he got an award. I forget the name of the award. But anyway, he got an award this week. I reached out to him and he just told me that you know he's ready.
Let him know we're going to do it this week.
All right, man. I hope he's listening.
He
probably may be listening. Hear me, Eric? You coming in. I'm coming at you after I hang up, man.
Get Brother Eric on the show. I mean, when he came on this show, man, I was saying to myself, I definitely want to get Brother Eric on my show. So I think this may be the opportune time. So let's do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And folks,
God.
And folks. And Leon, can I so much?
No, I'm just going to say, here's what I got to say. Robert, have you finished telling people how you really feel yet?
I'm going to say that I don't hold animosity to anyone for how they feel, even who they vote for. But I do what I do have animosity for. For people who are hypocritical, for people who are dishonest, and for people who are turning a blind eye to what they know is wrong. Okay? I just say you need to do some self-introspection. I don't come at you from a position of hate or judgment, but I do ask you, kindly, please, just look in the mirror, look at your children, try to look beyond the now, look down the road into the future, and ask yourself, is this really what you want? And if you can look, if you come back, whatever your answer is, then that's what you got to live with. That's all I got to say.
And I'm going to say this to Donald. They said Donald Trump, they've counted up to 20. How do you count that many lives? He's counted, I think they got around 12,000. I don't know. It's thousands of lives he's told since he's been president of the United States. And I just took two parents out there who are still supporting Donald Trump. I just kind of want to, what can you expect from anyone else? Let's say your children, parents. How can you say, child, you told me a lie? And they know you support Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You told me you were going to a basketball rehearsal. You were down at the that girl house. That's a lie. And Donald Trump
said
lie. So I'm just thinking, I wonder what's
wrong anymore. What's
wrong with you people, huh?
I'm saying that's their thinking. I didn't think lying was wrong anymore.
Right.
That's what they out there. Well,
and put,
folks.
And the news media is tripping me out. They'll come on tomorrow. They'll have something on there tomorrow. Donald Trump said this, but that was a lie. But he really didn't. He said he crossed the bridge, but he really didn't. And like you say, Daniel was saying, the news is coming. He consumes the news media. So we're lucky to have Vice President Biden. Because otherwise, how would you find time to learn the next place? When would the media find time to talk about it? Because Donald Trump's going to do something. Because he's the president, I understand. He's the president. You're supposed to cover it. If he does something, you're supposed to talk about it. But, okay, Robert, I'll see you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. We so appreciate you being here tonight, listening to us, and like, enjoy talking to ourselves. But every now and then, we appreciate you calling in and talking to us, too. I know we won't get in the way, Jessica. But you guys done, man? You guys, you have anything else to say?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good. Good to talk to you, Leon. Brother, it's always good to talk to you, brother.
Always. Get out of here, man. We'll see y'all next week.
See ya.
All right, bro. All right.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Have some guidance from above. The people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love?
It just ain't the same. Always you change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? Love and peace is so strong. Why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiven, people dying, children hurt, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek.
My shoulder. As I'm getting older, y'all, people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
And privilege off my neck. It's time for this entitlement and injustice to get checked. A reality TV star? Nobody wants a war. All hands on deck. Take your knee off my neck. See, nothing was perfect, but we have been a nation at peace. Look at all the hate this administration has unleashed. 200,000 deaths worldwide. We could have been warned, but he lied and lied. All hands on deck. Take your knee off my neck. Everybody knows what goes around comes around. How would you feel if someone you loved was taken down? America, Rosa did sit on that bus. Please don't let them divide us. Together at the table should be next. Everyone has to get on deck. But in the meantime, keep your neck.
he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
Years you had your knees on our necks, a garden of evil with no seeds of respect.
In America's mirror, all she sees is regret. Instead of letting blood live, they begging for bloodlet. Revenge is a dish that's served on platelets. Transfusion or confusion, abusing our intellect. I can't be bought with a $1,200 check, even though $1,200 can make a meal stretch. My mama wasn't rich, but she earned my respect. She made a little bit of money for a lot of blood, tears, and sweat. Jumping up and down on police cars, I'm vexed. After Chauvin killed George Floyd, we got next. Molotov cocktails, anarchy on the set. The rich took the loot, so now we loot shit. Feeling like a caged tiger that's whipped to do tricks. That's why I started fires and yelled and threw bricks. They tried to run me over and arrest me and shit. Tased pepper spray and engaged with the kid. They ran up in the state house with them AKs quick. But let a try and do that white boy shit. Won't be no rubber bullets ricocheting off ribs, but the white supremacists go in the cops' faces spit. Try to barbecue? Becky call the cops on the kid. Hoping and praying it'd be some Emmett Till shit. Sandra wasn't bland, they hated Mike cause he brown. Trayvon should have had an Aston Martin riding around. I'ma do Diallo, it's way too many to follow. Vato, how much of my pride I gotta swallow? God only knows how deep this plan goes. I was dealing with this shit as a teen in Kangos. Harassed by cops, word to my ancestors' souls. And watching that man die slow left a hole. He cried for his mama as the murder unfold. If it wasn't for them phones, Chauvin would be at home. Feeling justified because of George's skin tone. I'm telling it to those with melanin, you're not alone. The new Malcolm, Martin, and Marcuses are now grown. America's a graveyard full of black men's bones. And I ain't got to tell you that Breonna Taylor got slayed in her own home. Had they lived, Sean could have rocked bells. Eric could have garnered attention. Beyond the t-shirts and obituary mentions. Oscar could have been counting grants. Tamir could have went to Rice. They owed them cops nothing, but all of them paid the price. So yeah, you right. We should protect our Second Amendment rights. Because in a second, a dirty cop can kick the door in at night. A two for a tooth and a life for a life. We refuse to live in hell while you living in paradise. Being black in America is like rolling a pair of dice. But the stakes are way higher, you gambling with my life. Black lives matter. Forever.
Go to school.